I pray the rosary every day, as I'm sure you do. That's probably the easiest way. And of course, the Family Rosary Across America, weeknights at 7 Central. That would be one day, not only through the month of August, but any time to just ask for our Blessed Mother's help.
Oh, yes. It's such a strong way to arm ourselves spiritually. In fact, my family prays the rosary every evening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do join your relevant radio rosary. And it's just a beautiful way as a family. The kids love it, you know, to come together. And it also takes away any worries we have. I find that the children sleep better. We all sleep better. If we have to skip the rosary one night, or we think we have to skip it because we got home really late,
right,
we think the kids are really tired, we always regret it.
Yeah.
We always regret it. In fact, last night, my little guy who's 6 came out of bed and said, "Mommy, I just don't feel right. I need the rosary." I said, "All right,
wow,
everybody back out of bed."
Wow, that's great. Yeah. That's great. And it's funny you mentioned that, and not out of the mouths of babes, Annabelle, because, I mean, how many times do you do get to the end of the day and say, "I didn't do my rosary"? Not that it's checking it off a spiritual checklist during the day, but you think, well, you know, I kind of play that game with myself. It's like Wheel of Fortune. God, I'll put it on a count, and I'll do 2 rosaries tomorrow, okay? And then I think, no, wait a minute. I can't stay awake for another 20 minutes.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly. It's almost like when we hear about the apostles that fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
And we say to ourselves, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay awake in that garden of roses with Mary for her son.
And then, of course, we've also got the beautiful First Saturday devotion, the 5 First Saturday devotions. And of course, last Saturday, August 1st, the first Saturday of August.
Yeah, that was the first Saturday for August. And, you know, it's one of those things that it was requested by Our Lady of Fatima. So beautiful to do an act of reparation to her Immaculate Heart. How lucky, how blessed are we that our Heavenly Mother asks something of us that will console her? I just never get tired of the beauty of that and sharing that with others who don't know about it. She wants something from us. Let's jump to, you know, to do what she asks. And it's going to communion, praying the rosary, going to confession within 8 days of the first Saturday, and keeping her company. So here we go again, John, with what we were just chatting about, keeping her company for 15 minutes. She actually uses that phrase, which I think is so lovable. Can you keep me company for an extra 15 minutes besides the rosary, just meditating on the mysteries of my rosary? And you know what? If we missed it, if any of the listeners forgot to do it or wasn't aware of it this past August 1st, we've got next September. Next month, that is. Just circle the calendar date. Let's do the first Saturday devotion. And it's a great way to, something to aim for.
Annabelle Mosley with us this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and this month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And what do you do? What is your relationship with our Blessed Mother? How do you run to the Blessed Mother when you need help? And this month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, what are some of the ways that you embrace her Immaculate Heart? 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149. Another great thing to do is to, and we do this 3 times a day here on Relevant Radio, and perhaps you do it as well, and the prayer is on the prayer tab on our Relevant Radio app, is to pray the Angelus, Annabelle.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. I first came across that when I was teaching Catholic school. I was teaching Catholic high school, and the high school would have it go on right at 12 noon. They'd play church bells, and we'd all stop. And it was in the middle. It wasn't even between classes. It was in the middle of class. So No matter what we were doing, we had to drop everything at 12. And we all have cell phones, I mean, these days. So we have really, it's so easy to just set the 12 o'clock timer on our cell phone. We could even do a nice church bell sound if we want. And it reminds our soul back, it's been going so many years that they used to have it in medieval times even. That's how far back this goes. That peasants and kings alike would stop what they were doing when they would hear the church bells and invoke Mary. So it's just a great soulful exercise.
Do you wear a miraculous medal?
I sure do. I have my, you know, I feel like it's spiritual armor. So I wear the miraculous medal and the St. Benedict medal. So.
And let's talk about these sacramentals.
Sure.
they're not magic things that we wear around our necks,
They're
really a profession of our faith. And how many times does somebody comment on either that or, and I also have my brown scapular. And
yes,
people say,
too.
Well, what is that? And all of a sudden, bam, you're an evangelizer. And I think we often put up those barriers, Annabelle, of being, yeah, evangelizing. I'm not an evangelizer. But then you start organically having a conversation about a miraculous medal, your brown scapular, and there you are, evangelizing.
Absolutely. You know, I teach at a seminary. I teach lay folks as well as deacons and priests. And I had a former student who was a deacon in training. And I was so moved one day. I was actually talking about the miraculous medal, recommending it to the students. And he raises his hand. He's all excited. And he opens up his, he sort of, you know, reaches into his pocket. And he has a little bag. And he says, I have all these blessed. There are a bunch of miraculous medals. I always have them blessed. And he said, I have them on hand so that if I'm in a conversation with somebody, you know, let's say he's at the grocery store, and you know how that can just spontaneously happen.
Yep. Yep.
Or a neighbor, you're at your mailbox, a neighbor stops, hey, I'm going through a hard time. He waits for the right moment. He says, I don't push it on someone where I seem like annoying. Mm-hmm. He says, but I always know that right moment when I give it, and it's changed people's lives, people who never knew about the miraculous medal.
Right.
And I always thought, wow, we can wear it, but we could also, you know, they're inexpensive. You get them blessed and you have them on hand when you don't know what to say. Someone says, please pray for me. I'm in a hard time. You don't know what else to say. Let Our Lady speak for you.
I'm showing my miraculous medal. For those of you with good radios, you can probably see it through the speaker here this morning. And it's funny how many times, and this has happened to me in the gym, where the miraculous medal comes out of the T-shirt.
Yes.
And somebody said, "What now, what is that?" And I said, "Oh, it's a miraculous medal." And mm-hmm. you start explaining it. And then they say, "I used to be Catholic." And then you start the conversation. "Oh, you still are." And
that's,
you know,
right.
And that opens up a very... very organic and very frank conversation about faith.
You're right, John. And it's almost those moments when the miraculous medal or the scapula kind of sticks out that you almost feel like it's led by the Holy Spirit.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. Because those conversations have happened. And maybe you as well. 888-914-9149. On this first Monday of August, talking about the 10 different ways you can embrace the Immaculate Heart of Mary in this month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mary's role in your life, guiding your life. How has she helped you? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We have many guests, and many of our family of listeners will very often call on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line, Annabelle Mosley, and talk about some very special areas in their homes that honor the Blessed Mother. Do you have that in your home?
I do. Well, she's in every room. You know, it's funny. I had a laugh one day. I said, boy, my love for you, Mary, it's oozing out. You know, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of Catholic art. I love, you know, it's such a wonderful thing that Catholic art is considered the greatest art in the world, if you look at art history. And I actually have in every room, and it wasn't, over time, I just realized I kept being drawn to buy it. I have The Wedding at Cana in our dining room. And it's Mary standing next to her son, you know, in front of the wine. And so reminding us of her role. I also have in our dining room, Mary, the mother of the Eucharist. And it's this beautiful image. If our listeners Google that or do a web search for it, that is, you just see her praying over the Eucharist and you're reminded of her connection, how she, through her, yes, she gave us, you know, she helped to make possible the Eucharist. Then in my living room, I have, it's all dedicated to, as it's kind of happened this way, to the flight into Egypt. I inherited, my grandmother had this painting over her piano, and I grew up, I'd go over to her house and play on the piano and see that image. And as I grew up, I said, you know, no piano would feel right to me without that image over it. So, you know, we get that too from the people that we love. There might be that Immaculate Heart of Mary, you know, painting that we see in our grandma's house. And then we suddenly find that we're decorating our own home.
Right.
And it's a connection
right.
to our loved ones who also loved her.
I keep threatening to do this, and I keep forgetting to take a picture. My dad was an artist, and he carved a beautiful statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary that's right in the foyer of the house. So you come in, and that's the first thing that you see. And I've got one of those little battery-powered candles that I just light up at night for a couple of hours in front of that. And I keep talking about it, but I've never taken a cell phone picture of it. I'll take it today. I promise to put it up on our Morning Air Facebook page. 888-914-9149 in this month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your devotion to the Blessed Mother. We're sharing those stories with Annabelle Mosley, a professor of theology and the author of Sacred Braille, Rosary as the Rosary is the Masterpiece. That's the title of the book. Roger's in Florida. Roger, talk about how you have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Welcome to Morning Air.
Thank you. I have a particular devotion to the rosary. and the first Saturday devotion. And I always feel as though when I look back on certain situations in my life, I can always sort of feel Mary's presence of getting me through situations, and sort of in retrospect, particularly through the rosary.
How do you keep reminding yourself to say thank you? Because I have to keep reminding myself of saying thank you, and maybe you do as well, Annabelle, because, you know, the Blessed Mother is just always at my side. They can almost, you can almost take her for granted at times. So how do you keep saying thank you, Roger?
I think it's important to say the rosary. I try so hard to say it every day, to really just have a dedicated time dedicated mm-hmm. to the rosary, to keep that going every day.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Roger. Thanks for being a part of the program here this morning. Debbie is in Iowa City at 888-914-9149. The month of August dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We're sharing those stories at 888-914-9149. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning.
Talk about your devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and why this month is so special for you and your special relationship with our Blessed Mother.
Right. So I think those are always one of my favorite things.
Ooh, Debbie, you know, I need you to get into a better cell position so we can get a good clear signal, because we want to hear your story. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Annabelle, you talked about your six-year-old getting out of bed last night and saying, Mommy, I don't feel right because we didn't pray the rosary. What are some other ways to engage children into this beautiful devotion so it just becomes a part of their spiritual DNA?
Well, you know, there's two things. One, you mentioned the nightlight. My four-year-old was finding himself scared of the dark. And so I thought this was so interesting and poignant and beautiful. I decided to give him, I got a little catalog of different, and I wanted it to be religious. I wanted it to have meaning for him. Like, all right, let's have the light shining in the darkness for him. And I gave him a selection, a big page. He's 4 years old. I said, all right, and there was St. Michael the Archangel. And I know he thinks he's so cool. You know, St. Michael's awesome. And different wonderful images. He said, I have to have my Heavenly Mother. He said, that would make me feel the best when I'm in the dark. So he actually picked the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you know, image. And it shines in the darkness. It's one of those, it's a little like LED nightlight. And it really is it's a great nightlight. But I think it's the lesson that I'm so happy about, that he still says, he goes, I'm not scared of the dark because I have her, I can look at her.
Wow.
And it's just a reminder. It's a prayer for him at that tender age that he can just pray by finding comfort automatically. I'm scared in the dark. I look at that light. It's my mother. I'm okay. And that's really how it is for all of us, no matter how old we get.
Wow, that's beautiful. Let's go back to Debbie in Iowa City, see if she's in a better spot with her cell phone, talking about her devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary at 888-914-9149. Debbie, you're back on. Good morning.
Hi, can you guys hear me now?
Ah, crystal clear.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, good. So I was talking about signal graces, and not that we're supposed to ask for signs, but Mary's always really wonderful with her signal graces. And the last one in particular that I had, I went through probably the worst moment of my life, and I had begged her on my rosary, which was very hard for me to pray at that moment. Please just send me a rose, a yellow, a yellow rose with pink in it. And I wasn't able to receive the Eucharist for a couple weeks, just out of grief and feeling very distant from God. And I went to Mass, and I was walking away to not receive the Eucharist, went to a back room, and there was a whole bouquet of yellow roses with pink in them. And I knew immediately that was my sign. It was amazing. And I just was like, how do you not break down? But she's so wonderful with those signal graces, and she knows that we're tangible, and we need that extra boost. You know, she's just a mother.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Wow, you've taken our breath away, Debbie. Wow, that is awesome. Thanks for sharing. 888-914-9149. How about that story, Glenn, huh? Going back and finding the yellow roses?
That is just awesome how that works out. You know, one of those God incidences again a little bit. Now, as a former Protestant growing up, we get props for, you know, knowing the Bible and stuff like that. But we don't get to grow up with a lot of Marian devotion or knowledge. Any tips, Annabelle, on how to get an adult started in this type of devotion?
Well, it's, you know, I think knowing the mother, you know, one of the images that's so beautiful is just the cloak of Mary. You know, she's always, almost always in every image, she's in a cloak. And I've heard time and again powerful writings by saints saying, you know, go to your mother, go to your mother. And this image of her, I've read this several times, of her opening up her cloak and just letting us run underneath it. You see this a lot with Our Lady of Guadalupe, this sense of you're safe under my cloak. She told that to St. Dominic, you're safe under my cloak. We're in a time right now, and I hope this would reach a lot of hearts, that no matter who you are or what you've been through, we're staying 6 feet apart from people. We're even staying feet apart from loved ones sometimes. And it's a masked world. It's a world where everyone's wearing a mask. We need the image of a Heavenly Mother. I think this is the time to remember the words of Fatima when Mary said, don't lose heart. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge. She's the perfect mother. Whether we had an amazing mother and we can relate to her because we said, oh, that, I know what a great mother is because I had one, or whether we had a painful story, we all need that loving mother. And we need her more than ever to run to her and rest under her cloak and not stay 6 feet apart. She'll always let us nestle right up against her heart.
Annabelle Mosley with us this morning, a professor of theology, the author of Sacred Braille, The Rosary is Masterpiece, here on this first Monday of August, and we are talking about the 10 ways that you can embrace the beautiful Immaculate Heart of Mary in this month devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You know, we always pray that our loved ones are in heaven, and I was praying for the souls of my mom and dad and thinking, not just a couple of days ago when I was praying for them, pray for them every day, but just thinking a couple of days ago that, wow, at that very moment when they were called home, and I was feeling a little bit jealous, and I'm saying, how lucky, jealous and how lucky they were, because they met Mary, who took them by the hand to her son. Wow. I know we fear death, but we don't, because that's a beautiful moment that I believe happens to all souls.
That's so beautifully said. Yeah, it's really a moment in that way. If we're spiritually connected, it's a moment to, in that way, to look forward to say what a beautiful moment that will be. And just thinking too, how so many graces, one of the callers used that wonderful word, signal graces, all graces coming through, even the, as you're saying, the grace of a happy, peaceful death,
Yeah. They
all come through our mother. St. Padre Pio reminded that all graces, he would say, given by God, pass through Mary. And there is a scriptural basis for that. So as Glenn was asking before, for Protestants, there's a scriptural basis right at that wedding of Cana, where at his mother's behest, God, you know, Jesus says, yes, all right, you want some wine? We've got the wine. My mother's asked. And so even scripture reminds us the graces come through Mary.
Right. And that's why we really need to contemplate that scripture about Mary.
Yes.
And there's so many different passages that really can be a part of not only our prayers of intercession to Mary, but really to understand her compassion and love.
Absolutely. That's why the rosary, it's the more we pray the rosary, the more we understand scripture. It's scripturally based. So when we're there at that visitation, we can go back to the scripture and be with Elizabeth, welcoming Mary into our home. And then that goes back to the way that you were mentioning before, how we decorate our home is our way to be Elizabeth to her. You know, how blessed am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me, even in a beautiful painting. It's that reminder of my home is yours, Mother.
And of course, we've got the beautiful Feast of the Assumption coming up on August 15th, which is on a Saturday this year.
Yes, isn't that great? Because as we know, Saturdays are the day of the week that our church dedicates to Mary. So it's like, it almost feels like a double header of holiness. It's a Saturday and the Feast of the Assumption.
Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, just a week later, on a Saturday, the 22nd.
That's great. So it's a great day to not only go to Mass, but, you know, stop at that Marian altar at your parish and light a candle for your intention.
Look what we have first Saturday on a Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, well, first Saturday, obviously,
oh,
by the very nature of that is Saturday, duh. But it's on August 1st, 2 weeks later, August 15th, Feast of the Assumption, week later on the 22nd, Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
You're right, John. It's like we're really being pointed to remind ourselves this summer, okay, Saturdays are for Mary.
Yeah, definitely. And if we don't remind ourselves, your six-year-old will remind us as well. I love the Holy, you know, it's really interesting how you can get it. You know, you talk about, you know, we all strive for holiness, and that's one of the things that we do every single day, and we pray for that every single day. And here's the witness of a six-year-old keeping us on the path to heaven. Never going to forget that. Tell him that. I don't know. He's not going to. I don't know if he'll comprehend that at age six.
Believe me, he will. He will love to hear that from you. Yes.
Oh, you got to. You got to bring him on the next time.
He knows your voice, so he would love that.
Have you I'm curious. I'm sure he will at some point in time, and that's because of your witness. And many of our Relevant Radio listeners have done this, consecrated themselves, and also their children to the Immaculate Heart.
Absolutely. With my children, whenever in every pregnancy, I would consecrate my child to Mary. But then a different. I don't know. I just love it. I know. I'm sure once is probably enough for Our Lady. I know she's not going to ever turn away. But it's a beautiful thing for us as parents to. It's a real act of trust. We worry so much for our children. Every good parent does. You can't help it. You just love them so much. And consecrating each child to her is the best feeling. Just to say, all right, she's got them. She's got them. And if you do a search, there's tons of them, tons of consecrations.
And as we embrace ourselves with the Immaculate Heart of Mary in this month of August, John is in Philadelphia listening to Relevant Radio 640. John, we just have a few seconds. You want to talk about the saint's devotion to our Blessed Virgin Mary?
Yeah, well, it's almost, I hate to interrupt the conversation, it's so rich. But, Alan de la Roche, okay, blessed, and he had, I think, 14 or 15 promises from Mary who have these devotions, okay, especially the rosary, and I wonder if our guest couldn't, the professor couldn't tell us about that.
Annabelle?
You know, it's... I can't believe, wow, that's amazing that you know about him, because I just taught a class on the rosary this past spring semester. And Alan de la Roche was one of the champions of the rosary, which actually, if you read Father Donald Calloway's book, Champions of the Rosary, which I highly recommend.
Awesome book.
It's an incredible book. And he actually lists Blessed Alan de la Roche as one of the champions of the rosary. And yes, there are promises. There, you know, I never get tired of just Our Lady's promises. Our Lady's promises when you pray the rosary,
right.
All the graces that you receive. And yes, Blessed Alan is one of those saints who reminds us, she does so much for us. I mean, again, I just go back to that wedding feast of Cana, but how lucky, how blessed are we that she... We do this a little, in the scheme of things, like you said, John. What's 15, 20 minutes?
Exactly, and we are out of time because the conversation and the time went by so quickly. John, thank you. You're not interrupting the conversation.
John.
You're always a part of the conversation at 888-914-9149. Annabelle Mosley, professor of theology and the author of Sacred Braille, The Rosary's Masterpiece, on the different ways that you can embrace the Immaculate Heart of Mary during this month of August.